Have you ever heard of Frances Ellen Watkins Harper? Born on September 24, 1825, in Baltimore, Maryland, at the age of 3, both of her parents passed away, leaving her an orphan. Harper's aunt and uncle will raise her after this time. By age 21, Harper wrote her first small volume of poetry called Forest Leaves. At 26, she became the first woman instructor at Union Seminary, a school that was African Americans in Wilberforce, Ohio, which is now known today as the Payne Theological Seminary. Harper began writing poetry for anti-slavery newspapers. Her poem, Eliza Harris, was published in The Liberator and Frederick Douglass's paper. When she left Philadelphia in 1854, she had compiled her second small volume of poetry, Poems on Miscellaneous Subjects, with an introduction by abolitionist William Lloyd Garrison. She traveled across the USA and Canada doing lectures. In addition to her anti-slavery lectures, Harper was committed to the struggle for women's rights and the temperance movement. In 1866, Harper spoke at the National Woman's Rights Convention in New York. In her famous speech, We Are All Bound Up Together, she urged her fellow attendees to include African-American women in their fight for suffrage. For the rest of her life, she dedicated to the rights of women. She was co-founder and vice president of the NACW, the National Association of Colored Women's Clubs. She was also the director of the NACW, the American Association of Colored Youth. Frances Ellen Watkins Harper died on February 22, 1911, in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. She was 85.